A Football Friday continues here on KATE and Afternoons with Aaron. We're going to talk New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva football with the head coach of the Panthers, Mark Krueger. And Mark, a good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you too.
Now, Mark, before we talk about the game tonight against Janesville, Waldorf, Pemberton, let's recap last Friday, 33-12 loss to Amer Lutheran. We talked about this last week. You knew that Amer Lutheran, a very good football team, they jumped out to a 26-0 lead at halftime. Again, you knew coming into the game that they were a tough opponent. Give us your thoughts, kind of recap the game against Amer Lutheran.
Yeah, they're a great team. That was really a tale of two halves. Second half, we really figured some stuff out. I'm proud of the way we fought back and the way we fought in the game. We were able to make it a closer game, make sure they kept their starters in. We never let it get too far out of hand. Just had a little bit more in the first half, it would have been a better game for us.
Yeah, the team was down 33-0 at one point. And, you know, as a coach in a game like that, and you made a great point, do you tell your guys or do you maybe say, hey, here's the thing. We're probably not going to win tonight, but we want them to keep their starters in. We don't want this game to go to running time. Do you ever bring that up on the sidelines when a game's not going your way?
You know, really, it's always we're looking to win. Even if we're down, whatever we're down, we're trying to figure out what can we do to score or how can we get back in this game. And we looked at halftime talking about, you know, we know what we can do. We know we're a good team. We just got to find those things. And I think if we would have played in the first half like they did the second half, that game is a one-touchdown game either way. So we could definitely have won that game. We just need to come out better, and we're right there in it.
Now, in the third quarter and the fourth quarter, your team picking up touchdowns, a couple of touchdown passes by Porter Peterson, the quarterback. Mark, talk about the two scores.
Porter had a great second half. He actually, if you take the sacks in the game out, he would have rushed for over 100 yards, and he threw for well over 100 yards. So through the air was a great deal for him. And Jack Olson and Porter Peterson were our main receiving threats too.
So a couple of touchdowns late for New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva. Again, they get beat by Amer Lutheran 33-12. Mark Krueger, head coach of the Panthers here on KATE. And Mark, let's talk about the week of practice. How's practice been going? And what are some of the things that maybe the team has been more focused on this week as you get ready for at Janesville, Waldorf, Pemberton?
You know, it's been a fantastic week. I think we really looked at Friday getting our butts handed to us from a really good team in that first half. We looked at this needing to be a big week of practice for us, and the kids really responded. We had the best week of practice we've had all year, so we feel very ready for this game against JWP.
I saw on Twitter, I think it was on your Twitter handle, you're playing for, is it the Golden Brick? Is that what you guys in Janesville, Waldorf, Pemberton play for? Talk about that, because I love the trophy games when it comes to college. I did not hear of any high school trophy games until I saw that. Talk about the origin of the Golden Brick that the Panthers and the Bulldogs will be playing for tonight.
Yes, I don't know how it started, but I know it goes back a long ways. I believe when Janesville was a high school, New Richland was a high school, and that started, and now it's become the NRHG JWP Golden Brick. And actually, it was not since 2001 that we had played until 2 years ago we had a playoff game, but it was a long break between games, and now back on the schedule, so it should be a nice rivalry trophy, traveling trophy to have between the two of us.
So, Mark, who's got – I'm assuming you guys have the Golden Brick right now.
No, they actually did. Two years ago, we lost to them in the playoffs. So we sent a text over. We're like, we want to make sure we get a picture of it so I can start cleaning stuff out.
Now, is that something – that has to be a lot of fun for the players to be playing for something like that.
Yeah, it's fun for the players. And as coaches, we really talk to the players about, like, you know, this hasn't been played for 20 years. So the people that remember it are the dads and the grandpas. They'll be at the game that they used to play for it. So it'll be a fun thing, and we can win that, bring it back to our community.
So 2017 was a playoff game. JWP won the Golden Brick, and the game before that was 2001. So this is a big night in New Richland against a JWP. And Mark, talk about Janesville, Waldorf, Pemberton. They're still looking for their first win of the season. They got beat by St. Clair, Mankato, Loyola 42-0 last week. What do you know about the Bulldogs, and what are some keys to picking up a win and bringing that Golden Brick trophy back to New Richland?
You know, they'll always be a well-coached team. They have a great staff there, and they have some really good athletes. Fantastic quarterback that we have to keep in check. And then their defense is a very aggressive blitzing defense like we've seen all year. So we really talked, though, about it's what we do that's going to win this game. So we've done the first part of having a great week of practice. Now we go on and we execute in that game. and we feel like we'll win this game.
Kick off in New Richland at 7 o'clock tonight. The battle for the Golden Brick. I absolutely love that. Mark Krueger, head coach of New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva, joining us here on a Football Friday on KETE. And Mark, thank you so much for the time. Good luck tonight, and we'll talk next week.
Yep, thank you.